Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're talking earned sick days with Natalie Hernandez and Naomi Wiwi. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Chase Whittemore, Warren Hardy, and Alex Goff. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
On Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. We're in the state capitol in the old Supreme Court, and we're pleased to welcome for the first time to the program Natalie Hernandez with Time to Care Nevada. She's the campaign manager, and Naomi Wiwi, who works in retail and currently does not have earned paid sick days. So pleasure to have you both here. Let's start out and talk about the campaign, because this is not just happening in Nevada. This has been happening across the country.
Mm-hmm. Right. So like you mentioned, it's something that's been happening across the country. And we view it as a necessity here for specifically like our working families, people that have multiple jobs, people that have low wage jobs. And we feel it's necessary for them to have some kind of safety net for when they or their family gets sick, because currently there's about 500,000 Nevadans that don't have any form of earned paid sick days, which causes, it's a vicious cycle. It causes, if people miss 3 days because they have the flu, that's that month's groceries. And if it continues or their employer doesn't let them take those necessary days off or they get fired, causes unemployment, missing the rent, homelessness. It's a vicious cycle that we've seen over and over again, and we feel like it's not ethical to have families have to choose between putting food on the table or making that month's rent or taking care of themselves and their families when they're sick.
And is this just applied to full-time workers, or are you looking at part-time workers as well?
We're looking at all workers. So there's a lot of folks that we've talked to that are part-time workers that have multiple jobs. They have multiple part-times because they just can't make it work with one full-time job. So we are looking to have it apply to both full and part-time workers.
As you know, a lot of companies these days are employing people under contract, mm-hmm. rather than as employees, because they just can't afford to be able to pay all these kind of benefits. Are you trying to reach those employers as well?
We're trying to reach all private employers. We are trying to figure out all the details to it, but we're trying to make sure that all employees are covered under this.
Mm-hmm. Naomi, tell us your situation.
So I work for a nationwide company, and it's really hard for me because I'm part-time. So the most hours I would get, it's 20 hours. So if I would miss like 1 day or 2 days, that cuts into the hours. So it's really hard. I can't miss those days. So it's really hard. So I'm really interested in I really want work sick days.
Okay, so give us a situation that you've been through where this became an issue.
A while ago, my mom and my sister, I get very emotional. We're in the hospital, medical reasons, for 2 weeks. I would be going back and forth my work to the hospital because I couldn't miss work. I had to get paid because I can't risk missing a day of work because I don't get paid a lot. So it's like I was exhausted because I'd be going back and forth. So it's like I would rather go to work than miss a day because I can't, like, it's like a day of groceries or like half the rent. So I can't really risk it, missing a day. So it's really hard.
Do you have any kind of savings?
Yes, but it's still hard because it's like, I don't want to touch that money just in case of any other emergency.
How many people do you support with your jobs?
It's only me, but sometimes if my parents need help, I would help them.
What kind of reception have you gotten at the legislature?
We've gotten a lot of support. Legislators recognize the need for folks to be able to have some type of, like I said, safety net. It's not fair for people to have to choose between, you know, being completely exhausted and knowing that they're not there to take care of their families the way they're supposed to or the way they want to, and having to like forcefully go to work or being run the risk of getting fired. So we've gotten a lot of support, and we also have gotten a lot of support from like the small business community. Small businesses also realize the importance to be able to offer these benefits to their employees and have healthy working employees, and that in turn brings back all this loyalty and like harder workers to their field because they know that they're being taken care of.
I'm presuming that the major corporations already have paid sick leave in their businesses. As you've seen this go into action across the country, because as I said earlier, it's not just in Nevada, what kind of pushback has this movement gotten?
I think the biggest pushback is honestly the amount of time and the number of workers, like what classifies as a small business.
What does it classify as a small business?
So we have actually been in communication, and when I say we, the coalition, with some national partners, including like Main Street Alliance, whose main priority is to bring voices like small businesses to the table. And in communication with them, honestly, the range of small business ranges anything from under 5 to I think 50. But there's also different definitions. Some people will say it's under 200 employees. But what we are trying to do is make sure that all Nevada employees are covered under this bill.
And are you getting support from the National Retail Federation? Are they supportive of this? The Retail Association of Nevada? Groups like this that represent businesses?
Yeah. I wouldn't say necessarily support. They understand the need, and we're trying to work with them to make sure that it's a bill that benefits the small businesses and people alike.
Do you have concern, and this comes up constantly when discussion of minimum wage comes up, that the cost of doing this will eventually push out people from jobs and you'll get more robotics coming in because businesses feel that they can't afford to provide this kind of benefit in addition to all the other benefits that they are now mandated to provide?
Right. No, I'm not scared of that because, like I said, at the end of the day, businesses know that when they take care of their employees take care of them. And it's more expensive to replace an employee, like fire them and have to replace that employee than just giving them these earned paid sick days. We're not asking for months off or anything like that. We're literally asking for a safety net for folks to be able to feel secure and being able to take care of themselves and their families.
And explain how many hours you have to work to be able to get one sick day. And it comes out to about, 10 sick days a year?
Yeah, so for a full-time employee, if I remember correctly, the math adds up to 10 days, but for like a 40-hour employee, it's 1.something days.
Right.
It's like weird math, but it adds up to 10 days. And then for part-time employees, it's, 1.something for every 30 hours worked.
Naomi, to wrap this up, tell me what you're going to say to the legislators to get them to understand what you feel the need is.
I feel the need is that we need more days for paid sick days. It'll make it work with our families, like if, just in case if anything happens. So it's really important for sick days because we don't really think about it until it like happens. So it's really important for us. So I'm really like fighting for it too. I'm with Natalie.
and a whole crowd of people that you brought with you. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to be here. Good luck in your quest.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and we'll be right back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. We have a great Power Pundit panel with us. Alex Goff joins us. He's a Democratic National Committeeman. Chase Whittemore is here with Argentum Partners. And Warren Hardy is here, former state senator. Pleasure to have you all here. It's going to be a big day here in at the legislature. Lots of things to discuss. One of the most controversial will be open records. And you represent the folks who would like to see open records, but not as much as others.
Right. I represent the Nevada League of Cities and Municipalities and the City of Mesquite. You know, public records is a tough issue because, you know, there's a responsibility for government to be transparent and to have people have an opportunity to look at what their government's doing. On the same token, there's a responsibility to protect the privacy of innocent people. You know, as an elected official, I put myself out there for public scrutiny. That's a different standard than somebody who wants to be left alone and doesn't want the public spotlight. So that's the balancing act. The other side of this argument is sort of the media and others that only look at one side, and that is getting as much unfettered access to public information as they can. The local governments have to balance that. They have to balance that against the right of an individual to be protected, have their private information protected. So it's a tough balancing act. And this bill, you know, we're open to anything that'll improve that process. We just don't think the process is broken. The overwhelming majority of public records requests are promptly, I'm talking the upper 90 percentile.
So what do you want to see restricted still?
Well, autopsy reports, for example. What's the public purpose in releasing a very graphic public autopsy report other than the cause of death? You know, there's a big conversation about what happened down in Nye County with Dennis Hoff, and that information was put online. Does the public really need to know his toxicology reports? I mean, the information for the public, of a public official like that or somebody that's in the public eye, the cause of death was a heart attack. Do we really, from a public policy perspective, need to know more than that? I don't think so. The toxicology reports does a good job of helping to sell newspapers, but really is the public's need to know extend that far?
Alex, your thoughts on that?
You know, I think that this is an interesting debate to have because I think that the journalist make information available to the public, and that's good. But then there's also the balance of making sure that people are protected. And then also there's just the additional work as well that goes into the workers preparing these documents. And so I think it's a good debate to have, and I look forward to seeing what will come out of it.
You know, it's interesting on a very personal level. Our engineer for this program was one of the two engineers who died up on Peavine, and potentially carbon monoxide poisoning. There's a lot of interest in what actually happened up there. And so in the face of what you're saying, which I understand, but at the same time, there are a lot of people saying what happened, how come they were overcome, you know, what were the circumstances? How do you play that against, you know, any rights to privacy?
Yeah, that's a tough one. From a practicing attorney, I've run into problems with local governments on the time that it takes. I mean, you put in a public records request in anticipation of litigation maybe, or just helping your client weave through the regulatory process, and many times you're faced with, that's just too broad of a request, and it's just too costly. And the time that it takes to get that public records request back is sometimes very problematic. And I mean, in that case, with your engineer, and obviously sad one, public does have a right to know what's there, and you do have to balance that with protecting individuals' confidential information. At the same time, there needs to be a better process and maybe some oversight when a local government is pushing back for no reasonable reason other than we're just not well staffed and we just don't want to give you that information.
The example you brought up is a perfect example of the problem, right? There's probably a public policy reason to better understand what happened there, and that's what our guys are trying to balance. There's no motivation for us to keep public documents private except for the privacy rights of individuals. Part of the problem is there are situations, as Chase points out, there are situations where it takes a while, and that does sometimes have to do with staffing, but it also sometimes has to do with the nature of the question. And what this bill does basically is require us to anticipate, not only fill the request, but also anticipate what they're asking for. So saying, well, you not only want this document, you need this document. That takes, you know, that takes an additional time. Plus, it makes the public servant need to be a mind reader, and then it increases the penalties to as much as $250,000, not just on the entity, but the individual employees personally liable for that kind of fine as well. So the bill just goes too far. It's calling attention. We're wide open to suggestions that might make a good process better. But in the over, you know, upper 90 percentile, these things are released and are released in a timely manner. The other thing we get requests for, some of our public utilities gets requests for public information regarding utility shutoffs, and that information is then used by the private sector to contact people and say, hey, do you need a better mortgage? You want to move? It's used for commercial reasons. So we're taking a lot of public taxpayers' dollars' time to fulfill economic requests. And then the other problem is we got stacks and stacks of public records requests that have never been picked up, that took hours of time. So it's just a process that the public look at as unfettered access, and it's a much more difficult balancing act, and we're the ones that are required to look at that side of the argument.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back much more after this.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids. But they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue on with our pundits here. Alex, as a member of the DNC, are you pleased or a little scared about the number of Democratic candidates? Kamala Harris was in town stumping, and we'll have everybody else in. Elizabeth Warren is coming in, and her ground game people, even though they're not raising corporate donations, their ground game is very strong already. I mean, I believe that she moved around $10 million from her Senate fund over to her presidential campaign. Would you rather see the Democrats coalesce around a much smaller field, or are you fine with the number of candidates we've got coming through?
I mean, it's exciting, right? We have so many different candidates coming to Nevada, sharing their message with our voters. It's unfortunate, I guess, the Republicans don't have to go through it this time. They had it last time. And so I think that we have a broad field of people, and they're having to come up with policy positions that are differentiating from each other, because there are some standard policy positions that a lot of them are taking, but then they're having to differentiate themselves and develop coalitions. And so I think it's an exciting time for Nevada. I think it's an exciting time for the Democratic Party. I think that a lot of people are looking forward to running against the president and his failed agenda.
It's been an interesting week with Lucy Flores doing the article and becoming the most famous person not in office in Nevada or even living in Nevada, with her comments about Joe Biden. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, it's certainly interesting timing. The timing of her comments looking back when she ran for lieutenant governor, and since that time, she was one of Bernie Sanders' biggest supporters, and now Bernie
still is.
And still is. So the timing is interesting.
Shouldn't that be the second line in the story? Lucy Flores makes accusation and is a big supporter of Bernie Sanders?
I think most people, I mean, wherever you put it, that's information that readers need. I mean, it's interesting. It doesn't make her accusations or comments any less truthful in my mind, but it's just, you know, you look at that and go, is that the best for the Democratic Party, for one, and for Joe Biden? I think Joe Biden is very well liked across the board by a lot of different Democrats, but now you're seeing, like Alex saying, there's such a big field and you need to start whittling that down. And to have her come out at this time is probably not great for Democrats in general. But you know, the whole era of since Kavanaugh, you look at, you know, that accusation that was 30 years ago, and how much vitriol was put forth by a lot of different people on that, and then you have something not as equal as that, but people are now saying, well, hey, hold on, and they're coming back to Joe Biden and saying, well, let's, you know, he's been in politics for a long time, I've known him personally, and so now people are believing the people that he's got that are friendly to him, and so it's different just 6 months ago, very different time.
You know what's interesting to me is that over the years, I've interviewed many, many people, it's probably in the thousands at this point, and there have been times when women who have come on this program have not wanted to shake hands, but have said, I'm a hugger. And they give you a hug, and it's nothing beyond the same as a handshake. Has the pendulum swung too far here?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, that's got to.
I mean, rubbing noses. That, I mean, first of all, I was trying to figure out what the connotation was, because this was the second accusation, arms on shoulders and rubbing noses. I have no idea what that even means.
It is a different world. And was it politically motivated? Maybe, but it doesn't really matter. It's a different world for everybody, not just men, but women as well. And we've got to, you know, we've got to navigate it, and what's appropriate and what's not. I mean, I think you have to know the person pretty well before you give them a hug, and it has to be universal. I mean, there's just questions, and I think until we get it worked out, we have to err on the side of caution. And the side of caution is you don't touch somebody. I'm not Joe Biden's defender by any means, but I followed that guy's career almost the entire time he's been in public office, and he's a hugger, and he's mm-hmm. and that's what he does, and everybody acknowledges that, and nobody feels threatened by it. But if somebody does, you gotta change your behavior. I'm not going to say correct, but you gotta change your behavior and change with the times. It seems in some cases it has swung too far, but until we get the equilibrium. You got to err on the side of caution.
I did want to comment about, and you had asked Chase about Lucy being a Sanders supporter. I think that Lucy Flores has been she was a two-term, I believe, assemblywoman who ran for lieutenant governor. She had developed her own political career, and I would hope that she wouldn't be defined by who she supported in 2016 as compared to who she supported in 2008 or 2000. And so I think that moving forward is important, because yesterday we saw Erin Bilbray, who was also a big Sanders supporter, come out and speak very positively about her interactions with the former vice president. So I think that each person should be, weighed upon their own thing. And then, the fact is that the timing is always about people's interest, right? People may not have been interested in Lucy's story before the vice president was preparing an announcement. And so I think that each thing should be weighed out on its own. And then about the pendulum, it's there for a while, the pendulum was probably swung too far the other way. And so now I think we're trying to get it right there in the middle. I think mistakes will be made throughout, and conversations are going to be had that are going to be tough. But I think that moving forward, hopefully, it creates a better environment for everyone where people can feel safe.
And believe me, at the end of this show, I'm not even shaking hands with you people.
Chase always wants a hug.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.